WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A two-day NATO summit ending in Lithuania, where President Biden vowed unwavering support for Ukraine.
The defense of freedom is not the work of a day or a year. It's the calling of our lifetime, of all time. We are steeled for the struggle ahead. Our unity will not falter, I promise you.
Joint declaration issued by the G7 lays the groundwork for each nation to negotiate agreements to help Ukraine bolster its military over the long term. Two firefighters in Birmingham, Alabama, shot inside a firehouse in what Police Chief Scott Thurman calls a targeted attack.
The bay door was open. They were doing their routine morning checks on the fire engine, their equipment, things of that nature.
New storm system moving from the Midwest to the Northeast has 50 million Americans in the path of severe weather. It includes Vermont, still reeling from days of flooding. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, the Dow adding 86 points, and NASDAQ gained 1%. This is ABC News. Latest inflation report shows prices were 3% higher in June compared to a year ago. That's the lowest pace in about 2 years. Inflation reports have been guiding the Federal Reserve's interest rate decisions. After 127 years, the nation's first craft brewery is closing.
Anchor Brewing Company is part of San Francisco's history with roots dating back to the California Gold Rush. But facing economic challenges and declining sales since 2016, its sales have been focused on bars and tap rooms, and the pandemic severely limited those sales. Anchor Brewing spokesman Sam Singer.
This is a sad day for the Anchor employees, for the brewery.
Brewing has stopped, but crews are still packaging and distributing beer on hand, likely to last until the end of the month. Alex Stone, ABC News.
There is new research suggesting humans lived in South America at the same time as the now extinct giant sloth. It's based off pendants made of sloth bones discovered in Brazil. Andy Field, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. A 21-year-old man is dead and another person is hurt in Taylor County after a crash last night. The sheriff's office said the man was racing another vehicle when he lost control going around a curve. A passenger in the man's vehicle was hurt in the crash. Several people were also arrested at the crash scene, and the sheriff's office said in a release that alcohol was a factor in the crash. Two people were arrested after bullet holes were found in a couple of vehicles in Menominee last night. The Menominee Police Department said they were called when people heard gunshots downtown. Shell casings were found near the area the calls came from. Police said there is no danger to the public. And today is the start of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. The event is in its 125th year. Over 100,000 people attended the event last year. The event, at a cost of $6 million, constructed new buildings for animal exhibits. The previous buildings didn't have enough space or modern amenities for those exhibits. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You can all hear me if you can. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. Welcome. 844-967-2789. You can always join us via talk and text. If everything went according to plan, and it may not have, that's just the fun of live radio. You may have heard a little bit of the show tune Oklahoma, and that's for good reason, because I literally, I could not make up or storyline the craziness that is going on with the superintendent of Oklahoma's public schools. It's wild. But before I get to what just happened with him, which is truly the extraordinary stuff, I have to start with some background, because how this guy got into the office is almost sort of as interesting as what's going on now. I say almost. So he was appointed earlier this year, and the guy actually makes more than the governor, which is unusual in government. Usually the chief executives, like, they will make more than everybody else that works for them. But this guy doesn't. He got appointed by the governor, and he actually got appointed to two different positions, one of which is supposed to supervise the other, which is, interesting to say the very, very least. So he's got appointed to both the state superintendency, but also as, let's see here, I want to get this right, and also the Secretary of Education. So very weird. Apparently in Oklahoma, the state superintendent serves as chairman of the Board of Education and the State Board of Career and Technology Education. But the main duty of the superintendent is to control and direct the State Department of Education. So being this, the, hey, Evan, great to see you now. Here we go. Live radio. Good fun all around. The Department of Education, in other words, is overseen by the superintendent. Now, this may all seem a bit pedantic and wonky, but there's a reason that it's set up the way it is. And typically speaking, in government, for example, at the city of Milwaukee and the county, it's actually illegal to hold dual roles, dual appointments for civil servants. So that's really interesting. So that's okay. That's happening, right? And then here's some other things. going on with the Oklahoma State Department of Education. Listen, 844-967-2789. I'll pose a question to you all. Of the 50 states, where do you think Oklahoma, where the winds flow gently on the plains? Don't correct the lyrics because I don't know what they are. What rank do you think the state of Oklahoma is out of 50? Evan, you're welcome to participate. All welcome here on the Maggie Dawn Show, 844-967-2789. But we got to rewind the tape a little bit because Governor Stitt, governor of Oklahoma, actually had to announce an audit of their public schools and the entire Department of Education back in 2021. This was because there was basically an extraordinary uproar in the state of Oklahoma over a particular charter school named the Epic Charter School. So more than one, a whole system of charter schools, which is not unusual. And the audit demanded identification of all revenue sources flowing through federal funds, state appropriations, taxes, and fees to determine whether the Department of Education and Oklahoma school districts are complying with financial transaction reporting requirements. And by the way, they've invested billions each year in Oklahoma State Department of Education. So, you know, most of us in government think you should get a little something for your money. You know what I'm saying? Like that's important. It should work.
I'm getting the drift
And yeah. Here you go. Back in January of this year, the auditor has said, oh, yes, apparently Epic Charter Schools has taken the Oklahoman taxpayer for a cool 22 mil. Just gone. And that was a prior audit report. In January of this year, the auditor, the state auditor and inspector general, Cindy Byrd, came back and suggested that there are millions more at stake than what they first thought in the first audit. Now the attorney general's involved. Now keep in mind, Oklahoma, this is not a purple state. This is not an analogy to Wisconsin. It is red can get. And so as I describe this, I just want you to keep that in mind. So like the auditor, the AG, the governor, the state superintendent, who's very, very strange, and I'll get to that in a moment. These are all Republicans. So this is not like a debate amongst people who philosophically have a very different worldview. Okay. We're going to go right to the phones. We got Dana in La Crosse. Dana, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for listening. What do you have to say? Can be on Oklahoma,
hey,
the musical, education generally, or whatever you would like to reflect upon this rainy afternoon. Welcome, Dana.
Hey, can I take a stab at your little trivia question first? On Oklahoma's rank? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you just fine.
Okay.
What stab do you have? What do you think? What are you thinking?
She asked. I was gonna. Well, you got to defer number 50 to Mississippi, so I'll say 49.
Ooh, you Googled it, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm sitting in my garage right now.
All right. Well, Dana, that's a pretty solid take. I still believe you Googled it.
I did not. I may have seen it before, but I did not Google it today.
Sure. Well, man, that's a really excellent
Dana,
take.
Don't you love being right? Yes, 49th. If I had some sort of wonderful award to give out, Dana, I would give it to you. But today you just get the satisfaction of being right. So, yes, we've got a state that is entirely controlled by Republicans, whose educational system ranks 49th out of 50 states. And, yeah. So massive audit had to be commissioned at, I'm sure, extraordinary cost, right? Like even when government agencies are doing the investigating, it means that our time, right, our effort and our energies aren't available for other audits. So those have very real world costs. So they engage this very extensive, and it was technically referred to as a audit, which has a particular meaning, very different than just sort of your run-of-the-mill systems or processes audit or financials audit. uncovers 22 million. Now they're saying at the beginning of 2023 that there could be millions more in pilfered, misused, misdirected funds. There's a criminal investigation now underway. And this is all related to this one system of charter schools, Epic Charter Schools. So all that as preface, right? Like, hey, what possibly could you tell me that would be worse about the Oklahoman school system? It's failing. It's expensive, billions every year. It's not working very well. And it's riddled with fraud and graft. Like, of all of the criterion for any government agent, it's not working. It's riddled with fraud and graft. And, oh, well, at least it's real expensive, right? Like, it literally does not work at all. Thanks, Evan. I see you. So if you called before, I can hear you now. Wonderful. 844-967-2789. But all of this is table setter for how bad and stupid and ridiculous it's actually getting. So here's what. In early June, the Oklahoma School Board approves the nation's first religious public charter school. Now, we've talked before, I've certainly articulated my point, that voucher and charter schools, and vouchers especially here in Wisconsin, right, have been used, and vouchers are funded by taxpayer dollars to provide folks the ability to take that voucher and effectively pay school tuition at a school of their choosing who participates in the voucher system. That has been often a religiously based education. Now, I think that this is problematic. But when choice, voucher, and charter schools were first being discussed about, and really Milwaukee was one of the first school systems in the country that moved forward with these things. Dr. Howard Fuller was leading that charge. This was an essential tool to provide largely Black and brown families in Milwaukee the ability to get out of their neighborhood schools and get to schools that they thought were going to better serve their students. I still think that that's a problem. With any tax dollars that go to a religious institution, a religious-based education is problematic. But, you know, vouchers different than charter schools. Charter schools are chartered under the state's Department of Education or the local school system. They're effectively set aside from and not governed by the same rules as your regular public school system, but they are still being run and overseen by the government. And so now you have a government school. I don't care that it's a charter school. It's a government school in Oklahoma, the first time ever in our country that is an overtly religious school. Can you feel my like head levitating off of my shoulders and like spinning around poltergeist style? Or is that The Exorcist? If you remember.
Oh, that's The Exorcist. Oh, yeah.
The Exorcist. Okay, excellent. I won't be falling down any stairs this afternoon, let's hope. But this is where we're at. Now, listen, when we come back, I got to keep going on this. And Evan's got a little bit of sound for us because it gets more disturbing. So let's review very quickly. They're not effective. They're riddled with fraud and graft. Ooh, at least they're expensive, right? That's where we are with Oklahoma public schools. And they think they're going to make that better by now spending taxpayer dollars directly, the government running a religious-based public school. I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back in a moment.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 55, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy again tomorrow, highs level off around 82. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night, lows around 59. Chance for scattered storms Friday and Saturday, 84, Friday, 81, Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
We can never know.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always join us. Call or text 844-967-2789. It's so much easier on the app. So go get it. So we've been talking about the Oklahoma public schools. Why am I leaning into this? Well, first of all, the use of taxpayer dollars to directly fund religiously focused primary school education bothers me. It always has. It's a really good exemplar when you look at sort of the first pilot projects of voucher and charter programs here in Milwaukee, that there was a tension between two values. And we talk about that a lot on this show, right? That there's nothing is ever just right or wrong, with some exceptions. Oftentimes, public policy debates bring together and show that there's two good ideas, two good values, two things that our country is about coming together and clashing. And that the debate really should be about how do we balance these two values, these two principles. And instead, a lot of the time what we get is just vilification of the other side. And choice and charter schools and voucher programs, to me, present a really clear example of that. Do I believe that public schools fundamentally in this country have been based upon a funding framework that is inherently racist? Yes. And the reason that that funding framework is inherently racist is because we use property taxes to fund public schools. Now, just step away from this U.S. model for a moment. Why would it be the case that we would fund public schools based on property taxes? Because by definition, if you live in a very, very wealthy suburb, you know, say like the Wow counties in Wisconsin, you will have these luxurious public school systems, right? Where tens of thousands of dollars are being expended every year per pupil. And if you're from a poorer area, it means by definition, what? You're going to have a crappy school and that's just okay? As if geniuses and our next great innovator, our next great leader can't come from poor areas? These are some of the systemic inequities. And let's talk about why poor areas and rich areas exist where they do for a minute, because I want to bring this back. They exist the way they do because of things like redlining. because of the way that the federal government insured and backed up mortgages for white people only, the way the GI Bill works, where we put freeways smack through black and brown neighborhoods, right? There's a, listen, if you're wondering about how we got there, I suggest you read Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's dissent in the Harvard and UNC case, because she gives the other justices on the court a history lesson. But there's a reason that there's such great geographic economic inequity. And if there's a reason that that geographic economic inequity is also a racial inequity. So yes, there's a value, there's a good in saying, let's provide folks that come from these poorer neighborhoods the ability to send their children to some better schools. But at the opposite side of that was, wow, they're using this money to send their kids to religious-based schools. Should taxpayer dollars be paying for religious-based education? But now Oklahoma is taking that further still. So the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City intends to open St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School in 2024, serving students K through 12 in all parts of the state. Wow. Okay. I don't see why that's okay. And the interesting thing here is that the prior attorney general of Oklahoma said, yeah, I'm sure this will be legally fine. It seems that that's where the Supreme Court is going. Well, the current AG, the guy that took over for that guy, the guy who also took over the criminal investigation of these epic charter school fraudulent charlatans, that guy, also a Republican, he basically said, yeah, that what that guy told you isn't right. He said that the cases cited by his predecessor had, quote, little precedential value. I don't want to say that three times fast. His predecessor, the cases he cited, had, quote, little precedential value. So here we are. Now, all of this is going on. It came out in early June. Oh, and by the way, would it surprise you to find out that one member of the charter school board that had to vote on this was summarily removed and replaced with someone that's very pro-religious education? Would that surprise you? Uh-huh. Well, of course that happened. But now, so you got, okay, they're not very good, 49th. They're very, very, very expensive. And they're riddled with fraud and graft. Ongoing criminal investigations. Apparently now there's a federal investigation. So you would think that the guy appointed in the beginning of this year to be superintendent and the head of the Department of Education for Oklahoma schools would have his work cut out for him, right? Like serious business to attend to. Well, you would be really wrong, because this is what this guy has been up to. And I just want to start with this tidbit. He was the kitty litter guy. Okay, so y'all remember this? This is like, oh my God, Democrats want to put boxes of kitty litter in schoolrooms so kids can urinate in them if they identify as cats. That thing? Yeah, that came from this guy. So with that in mind, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it when we get back, because wow. Can tell you, not going to be going to Oklahoma soon. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Please join us, 844-967-2789. We'll be back with more in a moment here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A two-day NATO summit ending in Lithuania, where President Biden vowed unwavering support for Ukraine.
The defense of freedom is not the work of a day or a year. It's the calling of our lifetime, of all time. We are steeled for the struggle ahead. Our unity will not falter, I promise you.
Joint declaration issued by the G7 lays the groundwork for each nation to negotiate agreements to help Ukraine bolster its military over the long term. Two firefighters in Birmingham, Alabama, shot inside a firehouse in what Police Chief Scott Thurman calls a targeted attack.
The bay door was open. They were doing their routine morning checks on the fire engine, their equipment, things of that nature.
New storm system moving from the Midwest to the Northeast has 50 million Americans in the path of severe weather. It includes Vermont, still reeling from days of flooding. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, the Dow adding 86 points, and NASDAQ gained 1%. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Today is the start of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. The event is in its 125th year and had over 100,000 people attend last year, a record. With new buildings on site, Executive Director Rusty Volk said his vision of focusing on ag is being realized after over a decade of running the event.
We have to keep agriculture relevant. In order to do that, the public needs to be fully aware of how food is produced. And by having a facility where the public can easily come and see the animals and safely see the animals and safely see how and why they're judged and the direction they're judged, that's going to help those agricultural businesses, keeping them relevant so they can continue to grow and produce more food.
Five new buildings were built to replace old structures that didn't have modern amenities or enough space for animal exhibits at a cost of over $6 million. The fair runs through Sunday. Tickets are available online or at the gate. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
System in Oklahoma. What do you think? The sky is falling. Governor Stitt, what the heck is going on there? I know you found the most crackerjack, well-qualified, deep thinker about public education that you could find in the entire nation, and you appointed this man to lead Oklahoma out of the darkness of fraud and graft and ineffectiveness and billions of taxpayer dollars that aren't producing the outcomes that we all want to see. You went and found that guy, didn't you? Oh, wait, no, you didn't. You found a guy named Ryan Waters. Really, he's got an interesting approach to education. I would offer you that the man is spending his time doing everything but worrying about what actually matters to principals, teachers, parents, and students in Oklahoma. Yet he was the perpetrator of the kitty litter rumor, which was completely and utterly false. He also on the eve of the announcement. So remember, Trump himself on Truth Social broke the news of his own indictment. You know, you want to get ahead of those bad news moments, right, Evan? Tell them the bad news before they read it in mainstream press. And when that was happening, superintendent of failing public instruction in Oklahoma decided that it was really important for him to weigh in on a former president's criminal indictment. Yeah, you're hearing me right. This guy issued a press release about Donald Trump's criminal indictment. It read as its top line, Joe Biden leading a banana republic coup against American justice. I'm sorry, what's your job? I mean, this is like a fisherman telling a brain surgeon what to do. Or a brain surgeon telling a fisherman what to do. This makes no sense. He went on, we are seeing the most profound unwinding of the U.S. Constitution that our country has ever experienced since the Civil War. The impending arrest of former President Donald Trump is Joe Biden wielding power that one would find in a third world dictator attempting to end his opponent's political campaign. And this has to do with Oklahoma public education. How exactly? He wasn't done, though. The investigation is a highly coordinated trap by the DOJ and the entire Democratic establishment promoting these actions. These are illegal actions by Biden as a part of a banana republic coup on the entire judicial system and the Constitution. Okay, I mean, that's clearly in your brief. That's clearly your scope of authority. This guy, of course, is like hailed by Moms for Liberty as a big thinker. He's been called by Moms for Liberty, quote, the most innovative leaders in education in America. And oh, by the way, a keynote speaker at a Moms for Liberty conference just this past week said one of their members got attacked for praising Nazis. And the keynote speaker proceeded to say, I stand with her. So yeah, that group. But interesting sort of wonk here. There was a state educational official who used to work for this genius, Ryan Waters. His name is Matthew Caldwell. And he was in charge of overseeing Oklahoma's federal education funds. If you are on the line, stay there. Okay? And here's what he had to say about working for Mr. Waters. Quote, we had to convert a one-pager to 4 to 6 bullet points for Superintendent Walters or Waters. I'm not sure which is correct, because I needed to translate it like I'm talking to a 5-year-old. At some point, you start to expect that somebody in a position of that importance is going to learn something about how to do the job. It felt more and more like he's not really interested in doing the job that he has. I don't know what job he wants, but it doesn't seem like it's being the leader of the school system in Oklahoma. Yeah, that guy got fired. He's now suing the State Department of Education. But I want to get to what Mr. Waters has said since it has come out that the state of Oklahoma thinks the government should be in the business of using taxpayer money to fund religious ideology and teach it to our kids. First of all, in the last couple of days, he suggested that the Tulsa massacre was not about race. But the little sound that I want us to listen to today, I think he said just yesterday. And what he said was, yeah, the Bible belongs in public schools. It should be taught in public schools. Evan, you got the sound?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Roll 'em, Lester.
And instead of allowing Biden and the unions to inject their ideology through graphic pornography like genderqueer and flamer, we want the Constitution, we want the Bible in our schools where kids understand our nation's history and what has made this country great.
So you actually want to not put the Bible in schools, but teach from the Bible in schools, which is something which I think the Supreme Court ruled against many, many years ago.
Well, Yes, sir, and we need to take a look at this. The reality is the Bible is a foundational document in our country's history. Read the founders, read their letters, listen to what these men and women said about why founding a country with the freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion was so important.
Anybody else want to jump in on this one? Yeah. They were here because they didn't want the government forcing religion down the people's throats. And you want to force religion down the people's throats. Sounds like the person who needs some education is the Secretary of Education. But you know who I think can, of course, shed deep light on this subject? It's CJ. CJ, my friend, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you? Should the Bible be taught in public schools?
Well, here's the thing. I think the parents should have the choice to be able to take that money and go to a school if they choose. So I'm for kids who are trapped in non-performing schools. And look at our record, Maggie, from all over the country, we're failing kids today. They can't read at their own grade level. They can't read a tape measure, Maggie. I've seen it before my eyes. So we're failing kids by, I guess it took COVID to discover what they're actually learning about and the social issues that are being driven between parents and kids. It took that to discover this. So
I just want to say that I agree with you that we should, as a nation, be doing much better in our public schools. Like, I totally agree with you. Do you think the Bible should be taught in public schools?
Social issues.
Do you think the Bible should be taught in public schools?
I think the parents should have the choice to take that public money that we're spending. And
I'm not talking about a voucher school. I want you to answer the question. Should the Bible be taught in public schools? Yes or no?
That's why school choice is growing, Maggie.
I want you to answer my question. I don't want you to tell me about school choice going. School choice is growing because Republicans want to drain public schools of their funding. But I just want to know the answer to one question. You and I agree that public schools should be doing better. And I'm not an education expert. In fact, I think we have a show called Broken Pencils that actually talks about educators educating. I want to know if you think the Bible should be taught in public schools funded by taxpayer dollars. In public schools.
Maggie, yeah. That's the point. School choice. That's why.
CJ, why that? If so, I'm just going to, are you saying to me, yes, that it is appropriate for the Bible to be taught in public schools?
I'm saying that it's okay for parents to take that money if they want to go to a parochial
school. I'm not talking about a voucher school, CJ. That is a separate school that is not run, that is not a government school. That is a voucher school, CJ. I want you to, if you don't answer the question, I will drop you. Do you think the Bible should be taught in public schools?
Just like in Florida, it's not called.
Okay, goodbye. I can't. Because that's a first principle, isn't it? That is the first principle. And I don't see from our founding fathers that they want the government telling us what religion to believe or teaching our children that this is the state religion, that the Bible was a foundational document. No, sir. That is absolutely not what the founding fathers had to say. The very reason they were here was to separate church and state. And we have to be able to return to first principles to find our way through this darkness and wilderness. Don't keep telling me that choice programs are expanding. They're expanding because GOP-controlled legislatures are putting money into them. That's why they are. Supply will follow public money. I'll tell you every time. Mark from the SAC. Make it brief. We got callers stacked up on this one. What do you have to say, my friend?
The Bible should not be taught in public schools. And as a matter of fact, which Bible? The Catholic version, Protestant version, the Hebraic Bible? I mean, Madison and Jefferson were clear on this, though they came in from different angles and for different reasons. Madison didn't want government forcing the church, and Jefferson didn't want the church forcing the government. I mean, CJ kind of blew me out of the water. Then, of course, he never answers the question that's put to him. That it is just ridiculous. I mean, you get to the point now, and that teacher in Waukesha County now got fired because she was supporting.
Yes, they had her public hearing not too long ago. Shameful. Over the rainbow? Rainbow's not okay. Teaching the Bible, apparently okay. Thanks for the call, Mark. I'm going to go to Ron from Madison. Ron, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you? Should the Bible be taught in public schools?
Absolutely not. I don't understand how the Oklahoma schools could get away with this. It clearly violates the First Amendment to the Constitution. And anybody, you're right, anybody who has actually read the Founding Fathers, a thesis of John Adams, who had quite a bit to say in his personal letters and the stuff on education.
We're having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Ron. You're breaking up. If you get into a place with a stronger signal, I'll go back to you. Dave from Mequon, you're up next. Should the Bible be taught in public schools?
No, it should not.
Thank you.
And I would just say this. However, I am a believer in school choice. I do think that parents should have the ability, though, of taking their child and putting them into the best school possible. Now, whether or not, you know, I understand there's a conflict of interest with the fact that you could take public money and you could put them into a parochial school or maybe into, you know, something that's more religious. But at the end of the day, I want the kid to get a good education. And I think we have to look at that picture. But as far as actual public schools, no, that's not the place to do it. If you want a religious school, go to a religious school. I'm Jewish. I would go to, then if I wanted to go that direction, I would go through the Chabad or, something with the Torah and, call it a day. But I would never expect to have either the Torah or the Bible or anything else to be put in.
Or the Quran. I mean, like, that's the next question, right? Right? Like, okay, I want the government to pay for a school that teaches the seven pillars of Islam. It's not run by the archdiocese in Oklahoma. It's, it's an imam at a mosque. Like, that's why there's separation of church and state. We don't get to pick which religion is favored in this country. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate your candor. And I think Dave is 100% right. Like, it is so much more of a complicated discussion to talk about voucher programs and to talk about how do we give people access equally to really good education. That's a good argument. But trying to take a position that the Bible should be taught in public schools is garbage. When we come back, I may decide to move on. I'm not quite sure yet if I'm done with this one. If you have an opinion, stay on that line. Ron, I see you. I don't know if I got to Ron, but listen, if you're there, we'll talk. 844-967-2789. We'll be back with more in a moment on the Civic Media Network.
Tumbling down. Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 54, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 82, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 69.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I would have given you all of my heart. But there's someone who's torn it apart.
That's you, Ryan Walters.
And he's taking just all that I had.
Why don't you try doing your job? We've been talking about whether or not the Bible should be taught in public schools. And if you can believe it, we've had a caller that says basically, yeah, no problem there. It's the position that the Oklahoma Superintendent of Schools is taking. Guy by the name of Ryan Walters. He also thinks it's appropriate that within his scope of duties, he issues press releases about Donald Trump's indictment. You know, interesting. We lost Ron before the break, and I wanted to give him a fair shot at it. Ron from Madison, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Well, I don't think the Bible should be taught. I don't think any religion should be taught in public schools. My understanding from my wife, who is a teacher, is that it's okay if it's taught as literature, but I don't think Oklahoma's looking at it that way. I am appalled by this, and I don't understand how the federal Department of Education hasn't stepped in.
Yeah, I think that's coming, Ron. The articles that I've been reading about this indicate that they are fully anticipating a bunch of litigation on this. Of course, the concern is that this Supreme Court seems to think that Christian orthodoxy is the thing that takes primacy over all other American values. Oops, wait, Christian orthodoxy isn't an American value. That's what I'm worried about, right, is what's going to happen when this gets up to this Supreme Court? What do you think is going to happen, Ron?
Well, this Supreme Court, it's probably going to be a 6-3 decision in favor of it. That's my guess. But anyone who's read the Founding Fathers, and I wrote my thesis on John Adams, knows that while they were religious men, they didn't think religion had a place in government and needed to be kept completely separate and away from government, and that all men should be able to worship in whatever way they deem fit.
Yeah, there's a reason that the Bible isn't referenced, right? Like, if it was a foundational document, don't you think they would have sort of incorporated it? They were writing a bunch of things. They didn't. And I mean, respectfully to people out there that want to yell and scream like this idiot is from Oklahoma about, I don't even know what nonsense he said. It was some porn and blah, blah, blah. Here's what teachers, principals, and students, they're not talking about that. The only people are the wingdingers. Nobody is talking about that. Let me tell you what a middle schooler ain't doing. Hey, guys. Should we go into our library and see if we can find a dirty book? They have a cell phone, you idiots. All they have to do is Google it. There's porn on their phone. They walk around with it. Do you really think kids are going to the library to find porn? I mean, it's that stupid. I don't know how else, like, no kid is doing that. They have porn on their phone. You morons. They want kids to go to the library. Why are you vilifying librarians? Do you have a doctorate in library science or early childhood education or a doctorate in anything other than garbage and distractionary culture war crap? I'm sick of it because it's not based in reality. Can we all just, anybody who's a conservative out there, call me up right now, 844-967-2789. I got like 4 minutes left. And you tell me you know a kid who, if they want to see or access porn, is going to go to a library. I want you to call me up right now and make that argument. Because I rarely call people names, but anybody that tells me that, we're going to have a discussion. And I'll try not to call you a name, because that is pretty much the stupidest premise for a bogus culture war distractionary bill of goods that people on the right are being sold. Moms for liberty, moms for nonsense. Use your heads, people. Here's the other thing I'm actually worried about. Kids sharing nude pictures of themselves with each other. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about internet trolls. That's what I'm worried about, abusing our kids. Where are the moms for that? I see. Is that CJ? Does he want to tell me that kids are going to look for porn in a library? CJ, have at it. If the question is, do kids look for porn in libraries? Go, CJ.
Well, here's the problem, Maggie. You don't tell the truth about what the bills that are being passed are about. The Florida
I'm talking about the contours of the debate. The contour of the debate is that we have to police libraries and what educational and library science professionals put in libraries because they're giving kids porn. That is the fundamental framework of the debate, and I'm saying that's stupid. Do kids go to libraries to get porn?
I'm saying it's not. There's a right age and a wrong age, and it should be the parents' decision, not the school boards or the.
Then why are we giving the decision to the school boards? It shouldn't be with the school boards. I agree with you. It should be done by educational professionals. Most people on school boards aren't that.
It should be done by the parents. The parents, Maggie.
Well, okay, then what? Who decides what's in libraries, parents? Is that who decides what's in libraries and which parents of which kids? Okay. No, can't do it. Can't do it. Parents are the ones that parents have a role. It's in the home with their kids. If you don't like what's taught in a public school, your choice is to take your kid out of it. It's not to make ridiculous culture war sideline issues the focal point of the debate about public education as an excuse, as a pretext to continue to drain money out of public schools and funnel them into religious-based institutions to teach the Bible in public schools. Shame. Shame. Your religion is not my government. I don't want it that way. I never want it that way. You believe in liberty, then you want the church, all of them, all of the churches, the mosques, the temples, you want them out of your government. Because if religion guides our governmental decision-making, we are lost. That's Sharia law, y'all. Stop. Listen, time flies when you're having fun, Evan. It's been another episode of the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. Yeah, the Bible should not be taught in public schools. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen, brother. I'll be back tomorrow. Keep it locked, everybody. Be safe out there.
But I'm sure gonna give you a try. Cause if you won't try to love again, baby, I'll try to love again. But I know.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.